Iraqi Kurds have reportedly begun pumping crude oil from the Beit Hassan and Kirkuk oil fields. Kurdish Peshmerga forces have seized control of the two oil fields located in Iraq's northern city of Kirkuk back on July 11th. Press TV had earlier spoken to General Shirko Fateh, commander of the Peshmerga forces deployed in Kirkuk. The general stressed that he was not authorized to comment. However, he claimed that Kurdish troops were only protecting the oil fields.
Peshmerga forces are deployed in Beit Hassan and Kirkuk oil fields to secure them. The Kurdish forces receive commands of deployment not from the Ministry of Peshmerga, but from the Kurdish Ministry of Oil.
Meanwhile, reports suggest that the Peshmerga's stay in the two key oil fields goes way beyond security measures. The Beit Hassan and Kirkuk oil fields are known to be of great significance for Iraqi Kurdistan, namely due to their proximity to the independent Kurdish oil pipelines in Khurmala. The Kurds know that if they get their hands on this oil, they just might be able to make up for Baghdad's budget cuts and could even finance the independent state they wish to establish. Farhad Hamza, an oil and natural resources expert based in Kirkuk, tells Press TV that the city stands at some 10 billion barrels of oil. He added that since the fall of Saddam Hussein in 2003, Kirkuk's oil has been the main source fueling Baghdad's government expenses.
Kirkuk's oil production can rise to some 140,000 barrels a day. Since the overrun of Mosul by ISIL militants, oil production in Kirkuk had shifted from a national level to a local level.
Some Iraqi officials estimate that Kurds are now pumping 20 to 25,000 barrels of oil per day. They say that Kurds have rerouted the oil flow to the pipeline system that runs through the Kurdish territory. Meanwhile, the Iraqi Ministry of Oil has declared that it is looking into these allegations. Its spokesperson, Asim Jihad, has cautioned that repercussions would be serious if the reports are indeed verified. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Kirkuk.